He was a fine-looking man. I guess you've seen pictures of him. And he was the sort of fellow that, as I mentioned before, when about speaking of the shortwave revolution, he didn't believe anything the scientists told him. He says, let's get out and try it. And that's how three times in his lifetime he has made major advances which the scientists said couldn't be done. And the first one goes way back to December 1901, and he had a transmitting station at Paldo, the same place that I'd mentioned before. And he came over to Newfoundland, Signal Hill, Newfoundland. He and an assistant named Kemp, and they put up a kite, and they listened for the signals from Paldo, which at that time would be working on low frequencies or long waves, fairly long waves, and they heard the letter S, which is very simple, dot, 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 just the three dots. And everybody had, up to that time, it says, oh, it wouldn't be possible because the signals would just go out to the right, and that's the end of it. And they didn't know anything about the reflecting layers above. But of course, when he proved that he could do it, well, then there was Heaviside in England and Kennelly in Massachusetts. They figured it out, what that there was a reflecting layer up there. And well, that's number one. And number two was getting down on shorter and shorter wavelengths and finally finding a wavelength that would go through in daylight, which was contrary to all theory, in 1924. And then the third one was that the ultra short waves, we call them, wavelengths below, it'd be about 30 megacycles,
below
10 meters. The thought there was that they would go out to the horizon and no further. And so Marconi had the advantage that he had a steam yacht, which the Marconi company paid the coal, so he could put a receiver aboard the Electra, her name was, and sail on out to sea, and he found that he could receive these ultra sharp wave signals out as far as 9 or 10 times the distance to the optical horizon. So again, he'd kind of confounded the scientists, and each time we just simply have the facilities to go ahead and try it.